I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Good morning. Social media as part of the Western and Southern Tennis Tournament, on the way later in Focus on Technology. And in about 20 minutes, you'll hear about a special exhibit at the Taft Museum of Art, Old Masters to Impressionists, Three Centuries of French Painting from the Wadsworth Athenaeum. The State Board of Education spent much of last summer searching for a new superintendent of public instruction. Now, as State Impact Ohio's Ida Liaskowski reports, it's at it again.
Talk about a case of deja vu.
Thank you very much for this opportunity.
That's Stan Heffner accepting the role of State Superintendent of Public Instruction about a year ago. Now the Board of Education is once again looking for a state schools chief. Heffner resigned last month after a report by the State Inspector General detailed how he inappropriately lobbied for a private testing firm last year. At the time, he was set to take a job with the company in Texas. The IG's report, which has been passed on to prosecutors, said he also used state equipment, time, and employees to take care of his personal business as he prepared to move. Board President Debbie Terhar says the board didn't even get to consider the report, but she understands why Heffner resigned.
He just felt that he was becoming, and these were his words, he was becoming a distraction to what we really needed to be concentrating on with education.
Michael Sawyers, former deputy superintendent, is now acting superintendent of public instruction. He's likely to become the interim superintendent following a board meeting next week, though he's not sure if he'll apply for the full-time job yet.
I have yet to decide. I don't know if I'm going to apply or not.
But some think Sawyers will not apply, since he has a bit of history, too. When he was superintendent of Perry Local Schools up in Lake County, he used a district credit card to charge more than $850 worth of personal expenses, like gas and food.
It was a mistake on my part. I accept the responsibility. I made restitution and ultimately disclosed it when I elected to apply for a position at the Ohio Department of Education.
Board President Terhar admits it's been a tough year for the Department of Education.
It's been a challenge. It's been a real challenge.
The department's budget was slashed, and dozens of employees were laid off last summer. The governor appointed a new board member this spring who had no college degree and for whom he could not produce a resume. And the department is under investigation by the state auditor to see if it was involved in falsification of student attendance data at schools around the state. Now it has to, once again, find someone to fill the state's top education post.
Now the question is, how do we go about recruiting a new superintendent?
That's board member Mary Rose Okar. She has a suggestion for finding a good long-term superintendent.
And I think we should have a professional agency reach out and do a search for a new superintendent, not the executive committee.
When Heffner was hired, the board did the search in-house to save money.
We tried that once. We got very mediocre people with one or two exceptions, and I think we didn't have a good range to choose from.
Basically, Okar is asking for a headhunter.
That's right, a headhunter. Is that what you call it? That's right. That's what I want, because I think you need that. I don't think anybody has the time to really, or are qualified, to go nationally about who you want to be superintendent. You want the best people to apply for what is the highest-ranking job for education in our state. I mean, we're a large state.
An outside agency was used to find Heffner's predecessor, Deb DeLisle. It cost the department roughly $45,000. Even with an outside company taking over the search, it could be months, even half a year, before the state has a new superintendent.
Well, certainly there is a concern about continuity, and I personally am a strong believer in having continuous leadership.
Jack Conrath runs a superintendent training program at Ohio State University. Until Governor John Kasich engineered the early ouster of DeLisle, Ohio State superintendents served for a long time.
The others were here in excess of, I think they were all here in excess of 10 years, 10, 12, up to 14 years. And so that allows things to happen.
Heffner may have held the position for just a year, but during that time he passed several statewide education initiatives, including the third grade reading guarantee. He also overhauled the way teachers are evaluated and updated the way school districts are graded each year. Conrath says the best thing the state school board can do is find a candidate that is on board with all those initiatives and someone who can handle the pressures of a very public office and will stick around for at least a few years. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Liaskowski.